Hello all, this is Alan from After the Trumping, episode 51. Just a little fun diversion, if you will. I have a question for you. Are you part of Team Patsy 430? Team Patsy 430 is what I said, right? It has nothing to do with like 420 and marijuana day or anything like that. But it has to do with how a certain collection of us in the U.S. were notified in the last day probably that our stimulus checks after nearly a month will be arriving or should be arriving in our bank accounts on 4/30/2020, the end of the month. The reason I have labeled it as Team Patsy 430 is because that happens to be the date also roughly when people's rents and mortgages are due. And the T-Rump administration has done such a terrible job at fulfilling any of its promises, especially in regards to getting money out to average people, small businesses, and so forth. My question is, what makes those of us who are on Team 430, what makes us believe that we're not being used as patsies? What makes us believe that come 4:30 we won't hear another excuse of, well, it's coming, we tried for that date, but it'll be there soon, or some nonsense like that? Doing electronic transfers of money to people is not a difficult thing, and the government knows a lot about us and our financial status. It has it from our taxes. The FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, knows who we are, knows who our banks are, and so forth. And they have the ability, of course, when they wanted to take money from us. So the question is, why haven't they been able to get to us the money for such a long period of time? Simply because they're incompetent, and there's very few people that doubt that fact anymore. That's why President Biden will be in the position that he will find himself in, where he has to figure out all the mistakes that were made and begin the process of correcting them. But before we get to that, what happens if 4:30 turns out to be yet another prank of a sort, a deception? What if we don't get that money, just the excuse that, well, the money is coming shortly? It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest that we don't get it by 4:30 and that we have to deal yet again with bills being late, notifying our landlords and so forth that we're just waiting for the government to come through with its promises to give us the money that offsets the fact that we've lost our jobs because of, in part, this disease, but in part because of their miscalculations, their maladministrations, as it's called, which is like, what do you call it, when lawyers make mistakes or something like that. Anyway, a maladministration is the term that applies to when policymakers and politicians perform their duties so irresponsibly. So Team Patsy's 4:30 will be those of us who find ourselves all of a sudden realizing that we're not getting the money once again as promised. At this point, we do not know if the administration, the T-Rump administration, has come through with its past promises to pay people by a given date. We do not know. There's no information available that I'm aware of, none that's readily found, none that's circulating. So we don't really know what their performance has been, but we do know they're not good at keeping their word. And that's enough for me, and I hope for others who are on Team Patsy 430 to also begin to say, that's enough of this stuff. We want what was promised. It's our money. We made the commitment. We're helping with social distancing and so on. And we deserve the money that we should be getting, both from the stimulus and even unemployment, which isn't making it through to many of us yet either, so that we can at least hold our life in a steady place until we get back to work. Thanks for listening to After the Trumping. I'll talk to you again real soon.